Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You really have to follow closely to understand. Here's a little shallow fly ball to right. Owen Casey coming in, slides, and he made the catch, inning over. Owen Casey feet first to take away an RBI from Christian Cairo. He's getting it done in every aspect of the ball game.
Good Saturday morning, Chicago. Welcome inside the clubhouse right here, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, David Haw, Bruce Levine, talking baseball until 11 o'clock. Thank you to MILB TV for that highlight from the Iowa Cubs. That was Iowa Cubs outfielder Owen Casey making a diving stop and catch. And we know him for his offense, but he also can play a little defense. And he joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Good morning, Owen Casey. How are you this morning?
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. As you can imagine, there's a lot of conversation about Owen Casey in Chicago and across the major leagues because of the kind of start that you have had to this season. You played in the All-Star Futures game and made quite an impression. Let's start with what might be different this year, Owen, and really appreciate your time. Last year, you had 19 home runs in 127 games. This year, you've got 19 home runs in only 74. How would you explain the biggest difference this year in your production?
Honestly, I'd equate it to really just reps. Like last year was my first year in AAA, not knowing what to expect. And, you know, this is my second year in AAA, so I have a better understanding of what the pitchers are trying to do here. And it's just, you know, see more pitches and really being comfortable with my approach and really just staying true to myself, not trying to do too much and just hit nice line drives and let my skills take over.
You've been in the Cub organization now for 5 years. You came over in the Darvish deal, so you were traded as a very young player. What has the ascension been like in the Cub organization? What have you learned about the Chicago Cubs as maybe different from what it was in San Diego when you were first signed and starting to be developed?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I think about when I think about the Chicago Cubs, not only the big league team, but as like a whole organization is like a big family, and you know they take really good care of all the players inside of it. You know, whether it be on and off the field, they have somebody for everyone. So I really just think of it as a big family, and they really do a great job of developing guys and making sure like that we get everything we need, like resources, like I said, on and off the field. So it's just pretty cool. Being in San Diego, I wasn't really there for long. I think it was there for maybe 7 months. I didn't even play a minor league game with them. So it was really hard to tell what the organization would be like, but I'm really glad to have been traded to an organization like Chicago Cubs.
So you play in the Futures game last weekend. You were the only Cub representative because Jackson Wiggins had to back out. You played right field. You hit third just like normal, and you were able to double. Overall, what is that? Was that experience like, and how much of a privilege and an honor do you think it was for you to be selected and then to perform the way you did?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, being in the stadium in Atlanta was pretty cool, being around all the guys, meeting new faces, just kind of like chatting up was a pretty cool experience. And I didn't think I was going to play all seven, honestly, but it was it was nice to L7, you know, get 4 ABs in. So it was just a really cool experience to, you know, represent the Chicago Cubs. It sucks that Jackson Wiggins couldn't make it. He's doing better now. But, you know, I was supposed to go last year, and I was bummed that I couldn't. I was dealing with the stuff. So it was pretty cool. I got to go back and get it, you know, like a second chance.
So, Owen, the elephant in this radio room and in every media outlet in baseball right now is your name being used as what the other 29 teams would really like to obtain if the Cubs are able to make a good deal for themselves. How does a young man like yourself, who's worked as hard as he has and been in an organization for 5 years, wrap your head around those type of things being bandied about as you continue your trek toward the major leagues?
Honestly, I don't have Twitter. I don't ever check it, and that's really where I feel like most of the stuff is at. So it is what it is, I guess. You know, I'd love to make it up to the Chicago Cubs, and, you know, if that happens, see if I get traded, you know, cool. But I'm happy to, you know, be here right now, and I'm just focusing on going to the park every day and playing ball. I'm not really trying to focus on that. What happens, happens, and, you know, it is what it is. But right now I'm just really focused on being, you know, the best I can be for the Chicago Cubs, and being ready for whenever they need me. So I really just try not to pay attention to it. And the biggest thing is really honestly not having Twitter. Because, you know, you can go on Twitter and you scroll and you just see stuff. So
it's a good,
you
know, good advice. Really very good advice.
Yeah, I really try not to do that. And I know a lot of guys near this time and often try to play GM, and that just never works out. So I really just try to be me and go to the park every day and have fun.
We're talking with Cubs prospect Owen Casey, the Iowa right fielder, here on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's a great approach, Owen, and I think it speaks to a lot of maturity and discipline you have to avoid social media. But you're also 23 and a prospect who's had a lot of success, and you know that you probably feel you're ready for major league pitching to succeed at the major league level. And you know, when you look at the Cubs, boy, they got two all-star outfielders. They got Seiya Suzuki, who's leading the majors and runs batted in. And there are other guys along the way, and Ian Happ is a gold glover. So I think when you look at the Cubs situation, how are you able to compartmentalize and not worry about the guys who may be blocking you from a major league spot on a roster and still succeed at the minor league level in just accepting whatever happens?
Like you just said at the end there, you know, accepting whatever happens, you know, I'd love to be up there, but as of right now, you know, like you said, they have two all-stars, they got Seiya and Ian Happ. I mean, I'm blocked, but, you know, I'll be ready for whatever happens, whatever they need me for. I really just try to show up every day and play ball, because ultimately that's what I sign up to do, you know, and whenever they feel like I'm ready and I can be put in place at a major level, you know, I'll be ready for the call. But right now, all I can really do is just play hard every single day and not worry about what they want to do with me. And, you know, ultimately force them to make a decision. But I think it's just really about being where your feet are and staying humble, not trying to like press and do too much, because that's when bad things happen. So really just try to play the game every day. You know, I don't try to do too much and just like not think about it at all, because that's where I think you get kind of, you can go down a rabbit hole with that stuff. So I really just try to push to the side, and I feel like I'm doing a pretty good job of that this year. So yeah, that's honestly my plan with that, is really just be my feet are and play ball.
So Owen, I was looking forward to talking to you and watching you ascend in spring training, and then boom, pretty quickly you came up with a groin injury and you were out for a significant amount of time, all of spring training, if I remember correctly. How did you get over that and make the recovery? Because you had an injury in a similar way the end of 2024. How is that transition going as far as keeping the maintenance on your body as a part to growing into your position?
Yeah, I mean, I had surgery at the end of 2024, and that injury in spring training was honestly just like me not being ready for spring training. So it was a curse and a blessing. Obviously I wanted to play spring training, but my body was like, no, we're not, we're gonna take a little bit of time, you know, get get better and get ready for the season. But I will say at the start of the season, it was kind of a grind. I'm not going to lie. You know, I didn't play many games spring training. Going from like a couple of games spring training at the end of the minor league side to playing 6 week at the start of the year was tough. But right now I'm doing great. You know, got over the hump of, you know, feeling sore every single day. But like you said, it's just maintenance every single day, keeping up with my body, knowing what's right for me. But right now I feel great. The groin's all good. So, yeah, I mean, really just try to listen to what my body says. And, you know, you're not going to feel good every day, but that's just part of it, especially coming off a surgery in the offseason. So it's okay. I mean, it's just part of life. And at this point, it's just my journey.
The numbers say you're locked in, and they speak for themselves. And I think the highlights, we follow the Iowa Cubs basically in Chicago via the highlights. And that one day there's a home run, another day you're hitting a double, and now last night you had a diving catch. So we follow you from afar. How do you follow what the Cubs are doing? Is it difficult at all? Do you not pay attention on purpose? And how much communication do you have, if any, with the Cubs front office?
So we have this, every organization has their own database, right? And like ours gives us live updates of the big league team when they're playing. So that's how I really keep up with it. You know, the ABs and everything like that, and, how the game's going. And I feel like just with like kind of every, big league team, you know, front office kind of stays in their lane. And really, you're talked to when it's like needed. So I don't have much communication, and I don't mind it at all. I mean, you know, they're doing their job and I'm doing mine, so I don't mind that at all. But yeah, I keep up with the team through our database app. That's really how I do it. I don't really go in the MLB app or anything like that. Or like sometimes I'll be scrolling through Instagram and I'll see, you know, what the Cubs are doing. But if I really want to keep up with the team, which I do when they're playing, would be through our database.
Owen, you have one of my favorite people in baseball is your manager, Marty Peavy. What has it been like playing for Marty, and how much has he and the coaching staff helped you in your track toward becoming a major leaguer?
I love Marty. Marty is the best. He's one of the best managers I've ever played under, and I love playing under him. He really just teaches about the game. You know, you do something wrong, you mess up, and he'll just come up to you and be like, look, this is what you got to do. You know, it's okay, but like I'm telling you now, so don't do it again, type of thing. And he's like super understanding. He sticks up for your guy, for the players. He's a you know, everybody loves playing for him. I've never heard anybody say anything bad about Marty. We all love him, and I've really enjoyed playing under him the last year and a half. It's been a really really nice treat.
You know, here in Chicago, Owen, Pete Crow Armstrong has obviously taken the city by storm and now the league as well. And it was just a year ago that he was your teammate down in Iowa at AAA, coming up then after doing what he needed to do at the AAA level. What does his example mean to people in your clubhouse in Iowa? And how good of friends did you guys become in your short period as teammates?
I play with him in high A, double A, and triple A. So me and him, you know, we're pretty close. You know, Pete's a great guy, and he's doing Pete things. You know, I always knew he was meant for this. He's probably the most gifted ball player I've ever played with. He definitely is the most gifted ball player I've ever played with, without a doubt. You know, on both sides of the ball, he's so athletic. You know, and he's worked his tail off, so he's earned this, and he deserves this, and he's a great guy. I mean, we're all rooting for him down here, you know, to keep going, keep having a great year. And it just shows you, you know, hard work pays off. And, you know, when you get talent mixed with hard work, you know, great things can happen.
You've given us something new now, and we're going to use it. It's called Pete Things. Okay. So you guys saw it down there. We're still every day watching it in disbelief at some points as to how many ways he can impact the game. Thanks so much for joining us. Look forward to you at the major league level. You're one quad injury away from being here at Wrigley Field. So I know you don't wish that upon anybody, but we look forward to your ascension, and all the best to you.
Thank you guys very much. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Owen Casey, the Cubs minor league outfielder for the Iowa Cubs, tearing it up at AAA. The object of a lot of conversations today and moving forward, Do you trade him for the pitcher you don't have? Do you keep him and hope that he can replace Kyle Tucker if Kyle Tucker indeed moves on? It's a difficult dilemma, Bruce. It's a fascinating discussion. But one thing we can all agree on, Owen Casey, fine young man, terrific prospect, and just made a very strong impression.
Two things I really take out of this. Pete things and stay off of X.
Yeah, but you know what? He slipped a little bit. He's staying off of Twitter and he's staying off of
he said Instagram. That social media.
He did mention he scrolls on Instagram, so he's not going to be totally oblivious to the fact that he is at the center of a lot of these conversations. And he's not naive to that because he is a 23-year-old. He's Pete Crow Armstrong's age. Yeah. So he knows that he is blocked in Chicago. And I wonder, the one thing he can't answer, and I frankly don't think it's fair to ask him, if he would welcome a trade, because you're never going to say that. But I do wonder, what you wrinkle up your face. Would he welcome a trade?
No, because like I said, he's a quad injury away from being here.
Is he
your first call up if one of the outfielders gets hurt?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I would think so. But what's if you're a 23-year-old AAA outfielder
on a good team like the Cubs?
Well, fine. But you're also a guy that has had
5 years in the organization.
But let me pose it this way: if you're Owen Casey, would you rather start the final 50 games of the year in right field for the Florida Marlins or the Miami Marlins or the Iowa Cubs?
Marlins.
Okay, so that's what I mean. Would he welcome a trade? Chances are, if you were honest, it would be yes.
So when a question like that comes up, the first thing everybody says is it's out of his hands.
It is.
Right. So trying to think about it, as he said, going down that rabbit hole, it's not worth it.
I give him a tremendous amount of credit.
It's a great radio topic.
Well, it's a great topic, and I think that's our job to debate that. It's not his job to maybe address it, because I think he's doing what he can to compartmentalize, and he's doing it quite well. He's got 19 home runs this year. And
he eight in his last 10 games.
While the speculation has intensified.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're general manager X from one of the other 29 teams, who are you asking for in a trade?
Owen Casey.
Yeah.
Every conversation will begin with Owen Casey, whether it's an ace pitcher or a third baseman like Suarez. If you're the Arizona Diamondbacks and Mike Hazen, you've got your eyes on Owen Casey if you're having a conversation with the Cubs.
Although the guy down there that's hitting .338 is Ballesteros.
Yes, but it's not as quick and as easy as a plug and play with Ballesteros, because he doesn't really have a major league position other than designated hitter.
All he does is hit like crazy.
But he didn't hit like crazy when he was here the first time. But I think that was a lot to ask
either
as well.
Either did Pete or Michael Bush.
Good point. Michael Bush, underrated guy. Owen Casey's play, more than anything, to me, reminds me of Michael Bush in L.A. Michael Bush flourished once they traded him because they had to. He was blocked by Freddie Freeman. Now, you look at Owen Casey's situation, it's not that dissimilar. He's blocked by Kyle Tucker, by Ian Happ, by Sea Suzuki, and Pete Crow Armstrong.
Right, but as I said to Hoyer yesterday, Happ a free agent after next year, Suzuki a free agent after next year.
I hear ya.
And a free agent this year is Tucker in November.
Okay.
Oh, sorry to rain on your parade.
You keep on talking about next year. I'm worried about next week. I'm worried about next month. I'm worried about October. Because you tell me to prioritize, I'm prioritizing October over next year. And if I'm Jed Hoyer, that's exactly the way I'm looking at it. And you know what? If you're a Cub fan, that's the way you want him to look at it. I'm not telling fans how to fan, but if you have a team president like Jed Hoyer, I think you want him to put everything into this season, trying to win now.
All right, Cam Smith.
I'm fine with the Cam Smith trade. I'm so fine with it. I'm so over that.
Tyler, hold that sound for next year, okay?
You had to do that. You had to go in on Kyle Tucker, top 10 player. What do you want? Houston Astros, Matt Shaw. Oh, we don't want to trade you, Matt Shaw. Okay, how about the first round draft pick you just had? Cam Smith? Oh, yeah, he's barely been here. You take him. The fact that he converted to an outfielder and is having a good year, it could be the rookie of the year. I can accept that for 1 year of Kyle Tucker. I can.
Tyler underlined that for the tape for next year.
This has nothing to do with me being right or wrong.
Next July will be.
This is about how a competitive
general manager. We'll be playing that again.
You want your
with
baseball.
With Tucker playing right field for the Red Sox and Cam Smith an all-star.
Oh, ouch. So, Bruce, see, that's the way people look at it here in Chicago. I get that. It's glass half empty. You've got Kyle Tucker starting for the Red Sox, the Cubs being in third place in the division, and Cam Smith being an all-star for Houston for years to come.
I know. I'm raining on everyone's parade.
And you have Owen Casey probably at this next year at this time. He won't have 19 home runs.
No. You know? He might, but it'll be in Pittsburgh.
I just would... I like our interview with Owen Casey. He sounds like a fine young man.
I think the point that
I trade him tomorrow.
I think the point that I'm missing and that we're missing here is that the Cubs, Hoyer and Carter Hawkins, have done a good job of with their scouting department and development people signing and developing players that other teams want. So they are in this position of making hard decisions right now.
No doubt about it. Even though I hated the Yu Darvish trade, it did bring you back Owen Casey. He was a lottery ticket that was a scratch-off.
That was under different circumstances.
I know.
They were dumping at that time.
They dumped Kyle Schwarber, too. What did he do? Oh, that guy. Swing off, indeed. So, yeah, I understand that was the same winter. But now that you're here, now that you're on the verge of getting back to the stage and the platform that you haven't been on in a very long time, I think you have to operate with a sense of urgency. And with that urgency comes risk. And you have to be willing to take them.
You know what the real risk is? A year from now, you and Mully beating up the Cubs for having traded yet another star in Owen Casey and having nothing to show in return.
I think that may be something that would happen, but I don't think I would do that because I have been consistent with this. I think the Cubs can have a special season, and if not, they have to try. And if it all falls apart. If it all falls apart, then I'll learn next time, but not now. Not now.
I can hear Mully's response. Yeah, but they were out in the first round of the playoffs.
That's part of it, though.
It's risk reward, but to be able to talk about a Chicago team of any sort being in this position right now, not even questioning whether they're going to make the playoffs, but how deep they're going to run.
Mm-hmm.
That's really fun.
That is fun. You have to. It's the possibility. We love. We're infatuated with potential in sports. It's why the drafts are so popular. We love the possibility of what comes next. And this year, we entered a Cubs season full of anticipation. The expectations were high again. This is fun. This is why summer in Chicago, besides the great weather and the lakefront and the restaurants and all the things. When the Cubs are good, it just is better when you wake up in the morning and they're the best team in the National League. It just is. I'm sorry, Sox fans. I know this doesn't acknowledge you, but you know what? There's a lot of things that are better when the Cubs are good.
You know what else is good?
Breakfast and everything else.
How about the most beautiful women in the world being in Chicago?
Okay.
That's another great part of summer.
Is that the great part of summer? Thank you, Arnie Harris.
Well, at least you didn't call me something else.
6-3-0. Guys, the Cubs did not win the trade for Tucker. When you add in the cost factor to get him at $28 million for only 1 year, you can sugarcoat it any way you want in order to appease Uncle Jed. But the facts are the facts. This is what drives
me
crazy.
What's $28
million? His salary?
No. 16.
That's a bargain. That's a bargain. Yeah. Also, those aren't facts. That hasn't happened yet. He hasn't been here for only 1 year yet. That is not a fact. That is a projection. So if you're going to text and come after us with facts. Don't come after us with speculation. And that is very speculative that Kyle Tucker is going to move on. Until he does, he doesn't. Or he hasn't.
Let's complain about the fourth outfielder, Bellinger, and how he would have fit into this team.
Did you see Bellinger last night? You see that fly ball he hit to Ronald Acuña Jr.? Goodness sakes. And then the throw?
301 feet, David. 301 feet on the fly.
If you haven't done that yet this morning, go to X or go to Instagram and look it up. Ronald Acuña Jr. and the throw against the Yankees. You will not regret it. It was Roberto Clemente-esque.
I haven't seen a throw like that since Clemente.
It was awesome. All right. Speaking of the Cubs, their approach with Matt Shaw, very interesting. Craig Counsell at his best yesterday, talking about the Cubs' third baseman. We'll look at it next. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Who should stay and who should go?
Should I stay or should I go now?
With Bruce Levine and David Haugh on Inside the Clubhouse on 670 The Score.
Robert Jr. trying to chase this down. Oh, he got there! La Pantera with the closing speed. What a catch in center field to Rob Kiner-Falefa.
How about a two-strike base hit in the first inning to drive in a run, and it doesn't get any better than this. Talk about closing ground. Look at the ground that he covers. This ball is destined right to that bullpen area.
Ooh.
And that is full extension.
Final out. Robert Jr. gives this one a ride, and it is out of here. La Pantera putting his stamp on this ball game. Had that incredible catch in the third, and now a solo home run here in the fourth, his 10th of the season.
Thank you to CHSN for those highlights from the White Sox 10-1 victory over the Pirates on Friday night. Luis Robert Jr. had himself a day. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Should he stay or should he go? Actually, you could ask that question, but the better question, Bruce, I think would be, who wants him?
Well, I will tell you that Philadelphia, San Diego, the Mets have all kicked the tires and have all been talking to Chris Getz over the last month, 6 weeks about possibility. And this is just my personal feeling. I think that with his defense, mm-hmm. with his base running, mm-hmm. with his ability to fit in with other good players, as we talked about in our first segment today, he would be an asset even if he hit 240 and hit seven or eight home runs, drove in 30 runs the rest of the way.
I agree with that. I don't think there's any question that a contender could justify adding him to the mix and expecting what you just described.
Right.
The question would be, what would you give up for that? What are you willing to part with to get somebody who would give you a stolen base?
Well, first of all, it's going to cost you about $7 million.
That's only money.
Right.
That's only money. And the teams that you mentioned aren't going to be quibbling over that kind of money.
Some teams are hurting right now because of the TV deals.
Padres?
Yeah.
Yes. The Padres would be the team that's hurting of the three that you mentioned. The Phillies and the Mets, that's pocket change.
Yeah. It's nothing there. But what type of cachet in the way of young players are you going to have to give up? And the other part of it is, I've heard this discussion recently. Let's keep him because you're not going to get what you want for him right now. And you pick up his option of $20 million. That's not going to happen.
That is not going to happen?
No. That is.
Remove that from the equation.
I can tell you 100%
okay.
that if he's not traded, that the White Sox are not going to pick up a $20 million option on Luis Robert unless he's looking like Luis Robert from 2 years ago, okay? There is no way. I mean, their payroll this year, David, is only
$71 million,
yeah.
I believe.
So what percentage of that would that be?
Two-sevenths.
Okay. Right.
You can do the math.
Yeah, so.
It's a lot. It's too much
so
for one guy.
For where the White Sox are at right now. Now, unless there's a total change in the philosophy of the Chicago White Sox about we're probably a year or two away from adding a player like Luis Robert, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They have two options. Both of them are at $20 million, okay? For another team, like you said, for Philadelphia or for the Mets, that's, you know, it's like, yeah, we're going to pick that up.
It's an
up.
Affordable risk for the potential reward if he were to return to all-star form.
Right.
Yes.
But even if he's only a good player on a team that goes to the playoffs and he helps them win, they're going to pick up that option, right?
Okay. Out of, you know, if you have to do 50-50, 60-40, 70-30, whatever it may be, what are the chances that Luis Robert Jr. is traded before the deadline?
I think very good.
Okay. 80-20?
Yeah. I'd say 80-20. Yeah.
Interesting.
Now, if he continues to play this way mm-hmm. for another week or 10 days, obviously it works into the White Sox, you know, hand of being able to get more compensation for him.
Oh, that's true.
You know,
I'm just going to jump ahead for a second.
The rhetoric I don't understand is White Sox fans, people in the media seem to want to get rid of the guy. I don't quite understand the philosophy. Maybe it emanates from Sox being indifferent about him.
Well, the White Sox being indifferent about him is one thing. He's a symbol of disappointment.
Right.
He is a colossal disappointment as a player if you trade him for prospects. Because this is somebody, when you go back and you see, number one, what you paid to get him here. Number two, what he accomplished as recently as 2 years ago, and then how fast and how far he has fallen. Yeah, you don't want to look. You want to look away because every time you look at him, you're not so much enamored by what happened last night when he has these kind of games.
Right.
The reaction isn't, oh my gosh, how special is he? The more reaction is, oh my gosh, where's that been? And why can't that continue?
Right.
He's a colossal disappointment as a player because every player that does not reach his potential qualifies as that.
One scout from another team that we might have mentioned said to me yesterday, he's a guy that strikes out way too much. And right now we think he's a fourth outfielder.
Wow. He chases all the time. He can't help himself. He has stretches where he's much more disciplined. And then you see the kind of results. But If he's been reduced to a fourth outfielder on a good team, that's...
Well, that might tell you what Getz is hearing in the way of players being offered.
And Chris Getz at some point is going to have to come to a decision. Like you say, do you just give him away for the best deal that is offered at the deadline because of the reality you're not going to pick up the option just so you get something in return? Or do you that he recaptures glory in the final 2 months of the year.
You know, again, do you ignore the fact that Robert might go somewhere and be Robert again?
Well, I don't think you can ignore that because it remains a possibility. It's still a possibility.
The team trading for him thinks it's more than a possibility.
Yeah, unless they view him as only a fourth outfielder.
But if they're trading duplications in their minor league system for a player that can help them get from going into the playoffs to a World Series, they're going to make the move.
Let's check in with our Sox correspondent and White Sox fan and regular contributor, Ron, on the South Side. Ron, welcome inside the clubhouse. How are you this morning?
Hey, guys. Hey, Bruce. No, I definitely want him gone. And David, you kind of mentioned, he symbolizes just a total failure. I wanted Tim Anderson gone, Yoan Moncada, Eloy. So I just want him gone. It's just to move on, but and it's 100% that he's going to be traded. Why are you going to keep him around? And lastly,
do you have someone better?
What, as far as playing center field?
Yeah.
Oh, no. And see, I know yesterday I heard you when you said maybe next year Montgomery will be playing. But he's pretty much, Bruce, projected to be a right field. Now, maybe he's
I'd put him in center. I'd put him in center, Ron. I'd keep him in center. If he's that good and that athletic, I think he could be your center fielder.
Okay. But my last point is, no, they're really not going to get it. And Bruce, that is a good question. I was thinking, and see, that really just shows how bad this organization is. Because what you would like to see is, okay, bring a player up, put him out there and see what he's going to get. But you know what? I'm tired of the discussion. And you know what's unfortunate with the White Sox, when we should really be talking about Colson Montgomery and Nia Droff,
third base
development. Yeah, to talk about. So, you know, they're struggling. Mully mentioned the numbers the other day.
Colson Montgomery had two hits last night, Ron.
Yeah, well, see, that's my
third
last
baseman.
Point. Yeah, I was glad to see that. That's what I'm watching. Luis Robert. Oh, and this is what he told his manager. His manager talked about the game last night. This is what he said. Let's see what happens tomorrow. Okay, so Bruce, we'll see what happens. See, he's just so inconsistent. And this is what he said.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. Good stuff. Last night, yeah, you got good contributions from Montgomery. You had a great night from Luis Robert Jr.
Third baseman, Montgomery.
I know we played third base last night. That bugs me. I don't like that. I don't like that.
I'm bent out of shape about it.
I don't understand it. I don't either, because Will Venable's done a lot of things that do make sense. That doesn't make sense to me.
I mean, they do have the luxury of developing players at different positions, right?
Yes.
But you hear for 4 years, this is our shortstop of the future.
You got a second baseman. You can pair them together.
But why not come out and say, you know what? We really think he's our third baseman of the future.
Right. Do something definitive.
Keep Mydroth at short and say, hey, you know what? He's going to be our third baseman. We've talked to him about
it. One way or another, pick a lane. I think Mydroth at second and Montgomery at short could be a lane you pick. If you want to go Mydroth at short and Montgomery at third, okay, I could live with that. But I think you need to be definitive. Before we break, Bruce, I want quick answers on three players on what you think the chances are. Restate what you heard and know about Luis Robert Jr., Adrian Hauser, who pitches tonight for him. Maybe his last start. What's the market for him? And Andrew Benintendi, any chance of them unloading that contract?
I don't think so on Benintendi. It's been too inconsistent. And he's got 2 years left?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, he shows signs now and then as showing dominance here and there, you know, and consistency, and then inconsistent injury has kept him down. I don't think so. Okay. As far as Hauser, I think you should get surprisingly more for him than anyone thought. You might get more for him right now than you're going to get for Robert.
He would be the fifth guy on my list of Cub targets if I'm talking about starting pitchers. He could help the Cubs. I don't think he could be your only guy to add, but
seven or eight teams he could really help.
Yeah.
You know?
If he continues the second half like he has pitched in the first eight starts.
If I'm the Dodgers,
yeah,
and all the starting pitching injuries I've had, I would do a lot to give the Chicago White Sox a couple more good players if they're available to get Hauser, who might be the linchpin to some consistent 6- and 7-inning starts for them going down the wire.
When we come back, you want to hear what Craig Counsell had to say about Matt Shaw and his future with the Cubs. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Shortstop Trevor Story at the plate, bouncing ball. Oh, sliding backhand stop along the line by Shaw. Throw to first in time to get Story. Two away, an excellent play at the hot corner by Shaw.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse. David Hall, Bruce Levine, final segment. That was Friday. Thank you, Zach, and the 670 The Score for the highlight. Bruce, Matt Shaw took his time, made that play, and delivered a strong throw like he'd been playing the position for years, not months. And I think that's his value right now. But unfortunately, it's his biggest value because he's not been hitting.
Three balls hit hard yesterday. Is that an overrated statement?
Well, he took the time off in New York against the Yankees, and he had the All-Star break to think about and work on things.
So Hoyer, talking to us as a media group yesterday, was asked about, hey, are you more patient now with Shaw because of the ascension of PCA and Bush last year and knowing that it took a while? Bush a little quicker than PCA. Mm-hmm. PCA a year ago right now, within a game or two of being sent back for the second time to AAA.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
Well, I think that Matt Shaw, if you have to live with him the rest of the year, then you can because of that defense. I think they still should be open and aggressive in pursuing the guy like Eugenio Suarez with the Diamondbacks. It goes without saying. I don't know how I feel about Ryan McMahon from Colorado as an option. I don't like that better than Matt Shaw. And certainly I don't like Ke'Bryan Hayes from Pittsburgh. I think if you're going to have one of those two guys, I would rather have Matt Shaw try to learn and follow the same trek that PCA followed.
The fact that he's handled the job better than anyone thought at third base defensively allows them has allowed them some time.
I think so, too.
But here's the other thing. As we're doing our last 10 minutes here before Steve Rosenblum brings his magic to the radio, and that is the bench has contributed very little, and part of the blame for that is that the position players have played almost every game, right?
Right.
Can Council expect to get that same type of production whipping the horse for another 65 games?
It's a good question. It's a fair question.
Do they have to fortify that bench?
I do think they have to fortify the bench. I wonder if it will come at the expense of Matt Shaw's playing time. One thing we do know, Bruce, is that he won't be coddled. He won't be coddled, and Craig Council's patience level may not be as deep as some fans is or some people in the media has for Matt Shaw, because this is what Craig Council sounded like when he was talking about how he handled Matt Shaw last weekend in New York and what he needs to do to stay in the lineup.
You know, the path of young players is, you know, that's what happens, right? It can be, it's talented young player, it feels like it's not working, and then it is. And so, you know, I think absolutely that you have to be open to it, and you have to keep working on trying to help that, you know, show itself. It will eventually. You know, Matt wants it more than we do, you know what I mean, as much as we do. So you keep working on it and, you know, see what happens.
Did that sound like a patient manager?
No. Sounds like a manager that's saying, son, if you don't hit soon, we're going to make that trade and we're going to have someone else playing third base. However, you know, it's the modern version of, we still believe in you. We still believe in your talent. Unfortunately, we have to put together a better team to go into the playoffs.
This is what I like about what the Brewers are doing. The Brewers shut out the Dodgers last night. Quinn Priester 2-0. They lurk with that Murph magic, one game back of the Cubs. And this is what I like about what they're doing. They're preventing the Cubs from getting complacent. And the Cubs cannot approach this trade deadline with a sense of entitlement. They can't approach it like, well, we can stand pat and still be okay. If they stand pat, they're going to get passed. Because here come the Brewers. They're not going anywhere. I like that about this race. Because you have to be aggressive, as much as we have heard from good old transparent Jed Hoyer. He's got to be aggressive as he has been transparent.
Yeah, it's going to hurt a little bit. Look, Turner has not been an offensive impactful player. He's been an impactful player from the standpoint of every player on that team thinking he's really essential. But what he's done on the field hasn't cut it.
It really hasn't.
So do you apply the same logic with him going down the wire
My
as
sense,
you do
you
with
would
Shaw.
Know this better than I do. My sense is that Craig Council gives the benefit of the doubt to veterans more easily than he does to unproven
rookies.
But it
doesn't go along with the same theory of we need better players going into the second half.
If you're just looking at the numbers in production, Justin Turner is going to have a hard time staying on this roster for the rest of the season.
Right, but he's been such a terrific asset to the team.
Well, then make him an assistant hitting coach.
He doesn't want that.
He doesn't want that, and I know that's impractical, and I'm just being facetious, because I think that his value,
though... Bruan and Birdie have played so little, and when they have had little impact. So do you need to fortify that bench, and can you get a left-handed hitting third baseman
interesting
to go along with Shaw?
That's McMahon. That'd be
right.
Good platoon.
So can you do that?
Last point about chemistry in the Cubs as it pertains to our discussion throughout the show. You look at the team across the diamond tonight, in the Red Sox. Chemistry matters in baseball. They traded Rafael Devers 26 games ago. Everyone thought, oh my gosh, what are you doing, Craig Breslow? Devers was a diva, and he was a problem. They're 16-10 since they traded Rafael Devers. They're
sound like Red Sox in 2004?
Addition by subtraction, when they traded Nomar to the Cubs, and then they took off from there. That's a good memory, Bruce, and I do think chemistry matters, and it's also relevant to the Jed Hoyer discussion. He's going to be conscious of making moves that make sense in the clubhouse and in the lineup.
Cubs are in a great position. They really are. I mean, if we're talking about fortifying the last three spots on the bench and one position that's not working out, you're in a great place. You have the best record in National League, second best record in baseball.
I love it. Right? It reminds me of the Blackhawks heyday when we were arguing over the sixth defenseman and who would be ready for the playoffs.
I mean, this team, to me, they really turned a corner by beating the Yankees 2 out of 3. That's a good team. You go into Yankee Stadium, you win 2 out of 3 games. To me, that was a statement series, even though it was coming up right against the All-Star break. It's like, and you lose the first game of that series, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you go ahead and you win the next two. To me, that's players saying to themselves, we're not only a good team in our division, we're one of the best teams in baseball.
And tonight, the Cubs take on the Red Sox at Wrigley. Pregame coverage right here on the Score, 5:40, first pitch, 6:15. It's the only local broadcast of tonight's game heard on the Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. It is Shota Imanaga and Brian Baio.
I want to be there. Take this last couple minutes to send my condolences to my friend Harry Tynowitz's family on the loss of great friend, a great entertainer, and just a good guy.
Great Cub fan. He always made you laugh. We talked about it early in the week. Going to miss you, Harry. And condolences to his family. He was one of a kind.
David, we have people to thank, including Tyler for...
Yes, Tyler Farengold did a great job behind the glass. Thank you very much. Thank you, Bruce, for lining up our guests. Ryan Flaherty at 9:30. We had Owen Casey. He was fun at 10 o'clock.
David, I'll see you out at the ballpark.
See you at the ballpark. Keep it right here on the Score. Steve Rosenblum is next. Thank you for listening to Inside the Clubhouse on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
He's doing Pete things.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.